A cruise ship's plans to dock in Hilo set off a wave of panic among local residents. Some expressed concern the influx of visitors might increase the chances of the virus spreading on island. Mayor Harry Kim says the decision to reroute the cruise ship to Honolulu was made out of an abundance of caution.
You have your responsibilities of protecting this island, and you know one of the ways of protecting it is to minimize people coming here. Those 800 passengers were looking forward to this trip, and we had to cut them out from it. You know, there's no pleasure in that.
The Holland America Line cruise ship, the Mass Dam, left Auckland, New Zealand on March 1st with a final destination of San Diego, California. But as the COVID-19 pandemic unfolded around the world, Pacific Island nations along the cruise ship's route began closing their ports. Mass Dam passenger Terry Shanks says she sympathizes with Hilo residents. The 49-year-old British citizen and her 8-year-old son Cameron have been at sea for 24 days.
Yeah, I completely understand the concerns of the people of Hawaii. We'd be trying to do the same, absolutely. I had a lady message me just today, actually, saying, you know, how worried people were. You know, the shops are bare of supplies, the hospitals, you know, they're smaller, much smaller hospitals that can't cope. So I completely understand.
Shanks says cruise ship authorities told passengers last week that they would be able to get off the ship in Hilo. And so many began booking air travel out of Hilo and Kona airports. As for Shanks and her son, they have a long and uncertain journey home to the United Kingdom.
And I'm concerned, obviously, about taking a child off a ship that's virus-free and having to go through possibly at least 3 international airports with crowds and chaos like that. So, yeah, personally, I am extremely concerned.
According to the cruise ship company, the Mass Dam has no known or suspected cases of COVID-19. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.